Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, pray for us. I believe in the forgiveness of sins.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I thought I would talk about that part of the Creed again on Sunday, so I've been thinking about it this week, children. And as a matter of fact, today we have two saints who were friends with each other, although they never met. They would write letters back and forth to each other. And one was a pope and one was the bishop in northern Africa. And they both died as martyrs. And they're both in the canon of the Mass each day. If you are old enough to follow Mass in the Missal, you'd see their names mentioned, only you wouldn't hear Father say them because he whispers the names, of course, in all those prayers around the consecration. And they're the saints of second chances. Do you know what a second chance is? If you get yourself into terrible trouble, you've done something that's really unusually wicked, even for you, and you think, this is going to be the end. But instead, you get forgiven, and you get a second chance. That's what sinners do, all of us really, when we go to confession, isn't it? We tell our sins and we're sorry for them because we love God, and God gives us a second chance. That's wonderful. Did you ever think about that? If you don't have anything else to be thankful for someday when you're saying your grace or you're going to Holy Communion, be thankful for that. He forgives us our sins. It's a wonderful thing. Well, back then when they lived, it was during the times of the persecutions. Now, imagine if the persecutions came to town tomorrow, say, and it was announced, unless you worship, well, whatever false gods they want you to come and worship. Sometimes nowadays, really, it's just the false god of the government. Then you would be tortured to death, or they would feed you to lions. Well, no one would particularly want to be a lion's lunch, after all. That doesn't sound like much fun. In fact, if you faced it, it would make you a little frightened. So some people back then would bribe somebody, someone who was working for the government, to give them a paper. And on this paper, it would be a certificate to say, so-and-so sacrificed to the gods, just like he was supposed to. He worshiped the emperor and so forth. Even though he didn't really, he just bought that piece of paper, which would get him off the hook. So the big question was, children, when the persecutions left town and everything was quiet again, what do you do with the people who pretended they had worshipped the false gods? Or even worse, what do you do with the people who did worship the idols, which are demons after all? Especially when they want to come back and they want to go to confession and they'd like to start going to Mass again and go to Holy Communion. Could they ever, ever, ever be forgiven? Would they get a second chance? Well, there was a big dispute in the early church about that, and there was quite a bit of fighting, and somebody named Novatus got himself elected as a false or an anti-pope, and our saints, they said, well, if you've committed a terrible sin like that, you could, of course, be forgiven. Every sin can be forgiven, only you'd have to go to confession, and then you have to do penance, because back then, they did penance for a long, long time. It wasn't just for a little while. It lasted for years even. But you could be forgiven and you could go back to the sacraments again because God, His Sacred Heart, is most merciful, as is our Blessed Mother who prays for us. She's the refuge of sinners. Well, as I say, some people didn't like that, so there's a big sort of a controversy about that. Now, Saint Cyprian, the second of the two saints, Cornelius, he was the pope, he lived in Africa, and he got a second chance in his life because he was a wealthy lawyer, and everybody thought very highly of him, and he had a pretty comfortable life, and he was a pagan. And later on, he was very humble, and he wrote, you know, when I was a pagan, I broke every commandment, and I acted as though I could do whatever I wanted to. Do you ever do that some days? That's a terrible temptation. But he did it. And then he got talking to an old priest whose name was Father Cecilian. And Father Cecilian converted him by the Holy Ghost. And he became a Christian. And he took a vow of chastity. And everybody just thought, we can't believe it. You know that lawyer who was a government official and spoke so well and knows and just knows so much? He became a Christian. Do you believe it? Well, the people thought it was wonderful. And after 3 years, after he was baptized, he was chosen to be the next bishop. And then the persecution came to town, and he had to hide for a while, and he was arrested once or twice, and he wrote wonderful letters, and he had secret masses with the people, so he could still speak to them about being good and being charitable to the poor and the sick, even their enemies, and to persevere in the faith. And eventually the time came for him to be put to death, and he was put to death very beautifully. And very bravely, he gave 25 gold pieces to the executioner to show that he didn't hold a grudge against him or anything. And he took off his vestments, and he was just wearing sort of like a linen alb. And he knelt down, and a subdeacon and a priest, they tied his hands for him behind his back because he couldn't do that by himself. But he had already put his blindfold on, and he knelt down, and he was saying prayers, and they chopped off his head, and his soul went straight to heaven. He's the saint of second chances, children. Oh, and I forgot to say that for a while, when he was a bishop, he got involved in a little bit of a fight with another pope called Saint Stephen. And they were fighting about whether or not someone who is outside the church, like a Protestant or a heretic, could actually baptize. This time around, Saint Cyprian actually was wrong. But St. Augustine says, never mind, even though he was wrong, he made up for it because he died as a martyr. You see, his whole life long, he was getting and giving second chances. What's our lesson today? Be thankful for that. Don't take that you can go to confession for granted, children. And if somebody hurts you or you want to get back at somebody, don't. Give them a second chance, too. After all, that's what our Lord does for you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.